That summer bay, when sorrow was a child and crows cawed the arbutus dawn. Evenings, you held frilled oyster shells against the sunset, mother of pearl glowing into your small world. Mornings, you sculled the shallows, raking up huge pre-pollution crabs, a world all salt and mist, your mother calling breakfast. And at dusk, crabs scuttled, made a wheezing sound with their scrabble, brief, in water boiling on the campfire, where you cracked them open with such gusto, sucked out the meat, your father's corny jokes and the world lurching on, its spoor tucked in moldy boxes, newspapers stacked by the old coal bin. Albums, their black pages curating a scowling childhood. Your older cousins squint into the sun, recall only boredom of dusty days without romance, tedium of chores, parents a fretful backdrop. What matter they wore themselves threadbare over the mortgage and wondered where the lick and flare of passion, what that small lump fingered in the dark. You just want to put your head on the desk. But you held giggling parliaments, rubbed baby oil on peeling shoulders, scorned your mother's gifts of soft pink sweaters. Then, read of Emmett Till, just your age, 14. He whistled at a white woman, battered, barbed-wired to a flywheel, thrown in the Mississippi. His mother made them leave his coffin open. Let the world see what happened, she said. So the world's Boschian maw, insatiable, intractable, gaped before your green life, retreat impossible. Did you think you could go back? Words like love and justice, less than tide rack on the beach, even if you could find that oyster shell, hold it against the light.